raise us and benefit us for this further program.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, the second Tabriz, the Mujaddid, who has rekindled spirituality, the tasawwuf, Sufism in the correct sense in our time, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, Hadrat says that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can come alive in the ummah again. And the sunnats really are the life wire of this ummah. The special distinguishing factor of this ummah is the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tawheed, oneness of Allah, la ilaha illallah, every Nabi came with it, and our Nabi also. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah is our kalima, and in that it entails that we believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul and the Nabi of Allah. Also very important that he is the last and the final Nabi. No Nabi in any way can come after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also in it entails that our success is in the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So one sunnat I will mention by way of example, and that is related to our subject also, and that is to become bay'ah. To pledge oneself to a sheikh, as Maulana Musa had explained just now, that many of us, we tried ourselves. In fact, a person has some headache, he has a toothache or something, just a small little bit, he doesn't run to the doctor. But when he tries himself, it doesn't work out. Now he has to go to doctor. So our spiritual diseases also, that we have spiritual diseases, our anger is not under control. We are not performing our salah on time. Most of us are weak in subuh, fajr salah. In other things, our treatment of our wives, many of us, we don't treat them right. These are all spiritual conditions, illnesses which have to be remedied. We try, many times we feel guilty also. I must change my life. What am I doing? I must come right. But we find, again after a while, we relapse again. So a person should go to a doctor, a spiritual doctor, who we call a sheikh. And under his guidance, inshallah, we will see what a great difference, how easy it is that we can change our lives. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And who should we make a sheikh? Our sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi, who was, as I said, he revived this tasawwuf in our time. He should say there are only two conditions you should see in your sheikh. Like, you don't just pick up a man on the street and say, you my doctor, you treat me. You check out, you take references from people. How is this doctor? How is his treatment? You don't just take anyone. So a sheikh also we should see, which sheikh? The one is, he must be on haq, on sharia, on Quran and on Hadith. He mustn't be doing wrong things like many today, unfortunately, and that is why many people don't want to associate themselves with the tasawwuf. Because many mashayikh, there is no hijab, parda from women. They meet the woman freely, they even shake hands with them, etc. Then the type of zikr they make, where a person like is dancing and he comes forward to the sheikh, he like bows down in front of the sheikh. These things are haram. That has got nothing to do with our sharia. Where can these things be called tasawwuf? But unfortunately, this is what is being called tasawwuf in the world today. All the wrong things. But to do tasawwuf according to Quran and Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should see our sheikh that he's following properly according to Quran and Hadith. The second thing is that we must have an inclination. We must have an affinity, a liking for that sheikh. And this is like we are going on a holiday, 3-4 friends, but our nature doesn't agree with one another. That whole holiday is spoiled. We're going to argue, we're going to fight. Whatever this person say, we don't like. What he does, we don't. The whole holiday is spoiled. But you're going on business, 3-4 people, and you agree with one another. Your inclination, your affinity is the same. That business becomes like a holiday. You enjoy that business trip of yours also. So what your sheikh, it's a long journey. It's a journey you're undertaking to reach Allah Ta'ala. So if you have that inclination, that affinity, you feel my nature is the same like my sheikh, very similar, make such a sheikh your sheikh. He must be of the on right, on truth also. And then that nature also must be the same. Then see how enjoyable it is and how much you benefit also. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah reward our Imam Sahib, Malana, MashaAllah Qari Sahib. He read in the Quran Sharif and I got my clue from there. I must speak on this here. And this is all, the whole Quran Sharif, Hadrat Malana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali was a great sheikh, a great wali and a great alim. He says there isn't a single ayat of the Quran Sharif, a single hadith in which there isn't the tasawwuf. But he says we haven't understood tasawwuf. We take tasawwuf to be karamats, something out of the ordinary. And we all get impressed. If we hear somebody like some sheikh is flying in the air, oh, we all will die for him. We're going to become ba'a with him. Oh, what a great sheikh. But what is it to fly in the air? A fly also flies. So if that is so valuable, then become bi'at to a fly. Say, mashallah, you got so cool, you fly in the air. You're such a great wali, you're such a brave karamat you got, you flying in the air. If somebody we hear, he walks on the water, oh, there is a very great wali, a great buzurg, I must go and become bi'at to him. But a fish swims in the, how and how a fish swims. So become bi'at to a fish then. So these are nothing so big things. The thing is, the greatest karamat is al-istiqamat, to be firm, to be following sunnat, Quran all the time. That is the greatest, greatest karamat, al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. To have, to be regular on Sharia, to follow Sharia at all times, that is above 1,000 karamats. Karamats are not the big thing. The big thing is to follow our Sharia. So what is the tasawwuf? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah explained, to make amal, to practice on that ayat. to practice on that hadith, this is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not karamats. Tasawwuf is not something out of the ordinary, beyond our capacity, we can't comprehend it. Like that many people speak, we can't understand this. So you just must accept us. We are big mashayikh and big ahlullah. You must just, you can't explain it. You can't understand. It's not like that. It's a simple thing. Tasawwuf is to practice upon, and that is the effort. So, and that is exactly what Allah Ta'ala is saying in this ayah. In this ayat kareema, Allah addresses, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. All of us know the translation. Oh, you who believe. As we are sitting here, all of us, who is Allah addressing? Who are the believers here in our gathering? To all of us. So Allah is addressing us. And Allah is saying, you are the believers. And this is a great, great title which Allah has given. That Allah is calling you a believer. What does it mean? If there is one person in the world who has got the best health, no weakness, no headache, nothing. He's the richest man in the world. He owns all the buildings of the world, all the aeroplanes, all the ships, everything in the world, businesses he owns. All the women of the world are his also. But he hasn't got iman. And another person who is sick, every kind of sickness in him. He's weak, he's poor, he's got no family, he's got nothing. But he got one bit of iman. This person is better than millions of those people like that who got all those things. This is what Allah is saying, you people got iman. Allah is addressing us. See, I don't know what is in your heart, in anyone's heart. You don't know what is in my heart. But Allah knows everything. And Allah, in that complete knowledge, we know He's addressing us. He's saying, you people have got iman. Iman is your passport to Jannah. Yet Allah has given you your passport to Jannah. See, how many people who come from foreign countries to South Africa, they want citizenship. They'll get married with a local woman also. They'll try everything. And they even give bribes to get their work done. They lie also to get the... How much won't they do? People going to England, people going to America, get the green card. He thinks he's out of this world. All that a person... And the day he gets his citizenship, he can't sleep that night. He's so happy. Middle of the night, he takes out again his ID. He's mine. I got it right or what? He's so happy about it. Without us giving any bribe, without us desiring, without us asking, Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. And Allah gave us the visa of Jannah without us making any effort from our side. And Allah confirms it over and over in the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq to read Quran Sharif regularly. Over and over Allah is telling us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Remind yourself that we have got that. We got our visa of Jannah. We got our passport of Jannah. Any person who travels abroad, all the time they stamp his passport, he puts it safely. Make sure I put it safely. He hardly goes and pick up his baggage again. He puts his hand in his pocket. Is my passport safe? He goes in a taxi, he goes in a hotel, wherever he goes, all the time he's worried of his passport. We should be worried of our iman, which is our passport of Jannah. Is it safe or not? And the crux of our iman, shaitan and our nafs. In the form of all these temptations of dunya. Naked, filthy woman of the street. We look there. We take enjoyment there. On the internet, we go on to filth and dirt. And all the wrong things. These are all the thieves of our iman. We don't realize they are snatching away our iman. They are behind our iman. And this is the biggest passport. The biggest visa. We never ever think, is my iman safe? At night when I go and sleep, is my iman intact or not? When I wake up in the morning, is my iman intact or not? That is my passport to Jannah. If at any moment Malakul Maut has to come and take me away and I haven't got my passport of Jannah, what will happen to me? So this is the greatest gift Allah has given us. And we must treasure it and appreciate that Allah has given free of charge. We did not apply. We did not ask. Even a person who is a revert, it isn't his own effort that he became. Allah gave him that understanding. Allah put it, and who are born Muslims, it wasn't our choice. Allah, He was kind. He gave it to us. He gave us birth in a Muslim home. on that point also, appreciate our parents, even if they're not really pious or something, but they are Muslims and they brought us up as Muslims. Make shukr, make dua for them all the time. That we were born, if we were born in a Nasara's home, if we are born in a Hindu's home, if we are born in a Shia's house, what should be our condition? Allah gave us birth amongst in the Muslim home. Even if our parents are not so pious or anything, but appreciate and always make dua for them. And read at least 3 times Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad. You get the sawab of the whole Quran on a daily basis and send the reward to our parents. Whether they have passed away or even if they are living, but send a and then appreciate our asatiz, our teachers. Whether it was those who taught us alif, ba, ta, tha, those who made us hafiz and qari and alim, wherever, any amount, appreciate our asatiz and make dua for them. So this iman is a great thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then the second thing which Allah says in this ayat, ittaqullah, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And this also, if we read the Quran, we'll see Quran is full everywhere, acquire taqwa. And the benefits of taqwa, the virtues of taqwa. Every page of the Quran Sharif has got an ayat of taqwa. That, wattaqullah yu'allimukumullah. You have taqwa, Allah will teach you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah will give you the capacity of differentiating between right and wrong. Whether it is in dini matters also. Like mashallah, Allah reward the brothers here that when some Shia influence wanted to come, they stood on the firm. And Allah gave them that to understand that this was a wrong thing. In all things a person, even in dunya's matters, whether I must open a shop, whether I must take a job, a proposal for my daughter, must I accept this proposal or not? If you have taqwa, Allah will guide you to the right thing. And not only that for yourself, Allahu Akbar, we see the mashayikh, the ahlullah, the ulama, they're not doctors, they're not lawyers, they're not business people, but people come to them for advice. Must I do this operation or not? Please, you advise me. Must I, this legal matter, this medical matter, people go to them for advice. They're not the experts of that field, but because of that taqwa, Allah makes it for yourself and you'll be able to guide other people. Taqwa is there. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Taqwa is that thing, no matter what problem you can fall into, Allah will make a way and open a way for you. So taqwa is a great thing. What is this taqwa? This taqwa is very simple. In our simple language to understand, taqwa is simply that capacity, that capability to fulfill the commands of Allah and to stay away from what Allah has made haram. There are many more definitions, but this is a simple, straightforward definition of taqwa. That you have, that you must develop this quality, that whichever command of Allah is directed to me, I must fulfill that. And what I have to stay away, what Allah has made haram for me, I must stay away from that. Now if we consider, this is a capacity which is in every human being. For example, it comes clearly in the hadith. Every child is born with iman. Kullu mawlud yuladu ala al-fitra. Is born with the capacity of accepting iman. Now it's the parents of that house he's born in. They make him a Jew, they make him a Christian, they make him a fire worshipper, Majusi, whatever they do. But he has the capacity. Every Muslim has got the capacity to make 5 times salah a day. But it is up to him now. He has got, if we did not have that capacity, then we will have to say, which is totally wrong of course, na'udhu billah, that Allah is an oppressor. That we cannot make 5 times salah, and Allah has forced us to make 5 times. Whatever command Allah has given us is within our means. That means that taqwa is in us already. Now what is it to acquire this taqwa? And we have tried, many of us, in fact everyone, that stage comes in your life, I must change my life, I must come right now, I must start with my salah. Now Ramadan is coming, many people will have that feeling. I'm going to give up smoking now, I'm going to give up bad company now. But very soon, we see we are back to square one again. Many people who are in drugs, many people who are alcoholics, we feel humanized. all gamblers. They realize I'm wrong and they want to change. They try also, but they don't. And that capacity is in you to change. So what is this, to, what we say to acquire that taqwa, to have a sheikh, to become ba'at with a sheikh. What is this? It is only what is in you. He'll just enliven it. He will just put the switch on. That's all. The capacity is there. He'll just put that switch on. That is all. That taqwa is there, but there is ash over it. Now, like we're making a braai, the fire don't want to burn, we start fanning it wildly. Take over the ash, take off the ash, and then fire glows again. It starts burning. Just like that. That rust, that dust, that ash which is on the taqwa, that the sheikh will just remove that. If we keep proper contact with him. Now when it is removed, the fire burns, then you're on your road now. You will go and light other fires now. Hey, this is such a way that a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that a person who has got a medical problem, he goes to the hospital, he gets cured, they operate, they give him medicine, whatever, he gets cured. But they're not going to give him a doctor's certificate. Now you become a doctor for others. But yeah, a person who gets cured, then the sheikh says, oh, this person knows now all the ins and outs of this. He gives him a certificate, khilafat. Now you make other people also. He makes you a spiritual doctor in return. That you now go in turn and help other people and guide them also. So that is all what this taqwa is and what it is to become bad. That he will just, and that spark which is in more present, it's even in a non-Muslim. Everyone, that's why the non-Muslims did not have the capacity of accepting Islam. And Allah punishes them. That means, na'uzu billah, Allah is a zalim, Allah is an oppressor. They didn't, they've got the capacity. But only we are not using. It is there. It is rusted. It is covered with ash. We just have to remove it. And you can't do it yourself. You need a sheikh. He will enlighten it. He will remove that rust and the dust and the ash. And then once that fire is burning, you are on your path. And this is what the awliya, that they've got a ball of burning fire, not only to practice on Islam, for the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of the Akhirah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know a person in love does anything. Miracles happen in the world by love. What love can do, it causes miracles. The Sahaba, all the great miracles they had, and how Islam spread in the world, it was this fireball of love that was kindled in their heart, and that changed the world. So this is that taqwa. So Allah is saying, acquire that. You have got it, kindle it. Just like, for example, this place, any place, when we renovated, we build or anything, then we need electricity. We get a contractor, electrical contractor, whether we doing ownable or the contractor, he will get a electrical man and he'll come, he'll quote 100,000 for the job and he'll start working. He'll say, first give me 20,000 down before I start my job. When he starts now, he'll start chipping the walls for the pipes. We'll say, you're damaging our property. He asks you for another 20,000 for damaging your property. And then when he puts the pipes in, empty pipes, and now he charges you another 10,000-15,000. Then he puts the wiring, he does. He charges you more. He puts the fittings on, all the things now. He charges you more. And still there is no electricity. But when the inspector will come, and he will examine, all the wiring is right, everything is in order. 1 minute he'll put the main switch on, and suddenly your lights are working, your fridge is working, your stove is working, your aircon is working, everything is working. So this also, what when we become ba'at to a sheikh, he will work on you, he will and correct your life. And a beautiful example of this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave, that we drink tea, all of us drink tea. So Hazrat should say, take 4 lessons from drinking chai. Chai ke char sabak. 4 lessons of drinking tea. What are the 4 lessons? That this tea, now it's tea. But just now, before this, it was plain water. And water, the name also is water. Water got no price. We give one another free water. Somebody asks you for water. And then the effect of water, it cools you down. And water is clear. You can see through it. Very transparent, clear you can see. But that same water, that stayed in the company of the tea leaves for 2-3 minutes, now the name changes. Mm. Now you don't say, give me the water, give me the tea now. Just 2-3 minutes, the company of the tea leaves. Now it's tea. Mm. The name has changed also. And the price has changed. Cup of tea, you'll pay 10, 12 rand. How much you're going to pay? Nobody will give you free tea. Mm. And then that the effect of tea, it picks you up. It warms you, picks you up. And now the color also has changed. It has become black. So from here we learn two things so we should take note. That to a person who becomes bay'at, he must have hot company with his sheikh. Mm. If he's got a cold company, your sheikh is one side of the world in his world, you in your world. No contact, no nothing. Nothing is going to happen. If you put that tea leaves in cold water, you're not going to get tea. It must be hot water. So we have to learn that lesson. You must have a hot relation with your sheikh. Like for example, husband and wife, they got married, big wedding, everything. But they're not staying together. Mm. They're making dua every night, tahajjud, oh Allah, give us children also. They're telling somebody in Makkah Sharif, at Multazam, make dua for us. By Rawda of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua for us. But they're not meeting. How are they going to get children? If they meet for 1 minute, nice, hot meeting. In 9 months, inshallah, they will get results. But there must be that meeting. So what your share, have a hot relation. Be in contact with him. Come to his majlis. Listen to him. Have contact with him. Then we will benefit. If just like that, we just registered to do some course at the university. After that, we never go to university. What's going to happen? Nothing is going to happen. You must keep that. Do all your work what you are to. Attend classes. Do all your homework. Study. Write your exams. Then inshallah, you'll get your degree. You will complete. But you just registered. So you just become bay'at. Like one of our friends say, bay'at, okay? Bay'at jana. After bay'at, you sit down. You don't walk. Nothing is going to happen. That is one. The other is, from here also we learn, that the tea became black. That water became black now. And what is the lesson we learn there? Before we come bay'at, you just do 2 rakats of salah. We just do a little piety, any act of piety or anything. We went for umrah. Allah gave us some conditions, kaifiyat, where we enjoyed it. We think we're the Rumi of the time. And we think we're the Ghazali of the time. There's nobody like us. Oh, I'm the biggest. I'm a big Sufi. I'm a big buzurg now. So, before you become, when you become bay'at, when you sit in the company of your sheikh, you listen, you realize I'm still a nothing. I haven't got ikhlas also. My istinja is not correct also. I got pride in me. I've got this sickness. I've got anger. I'm a rotten egg. When a person realizes this, now he's now only. When a person, this is the first stage that a person has to accept, I'm a rotten egg. I'm the worst of all the Muslims. I'm the worst of all the people in the world. Even the animals. And even the urine and feces of I am the worst. Till we don't reach that stage, Islah doesn't take place. Because if you think you are good, you never go to the doctor. When you realize I'm sick, then you'll go to the doctor. But if you are happy, I'm all right. How are you going to improve? So, and a person who realizes I'm worse and I need the most treatment, that person is going to go for treatment, and he will take his treatment, and he will surpass the malaika. Forget the awliya, he will surpass the malaika. So this is that a person, so you realize I'm black. Now your sheikh will make effort on you, correct your ibadat, your salah, your hajj, your umrah, your zakat, all those things. That is, he's putting the milk in. Now the tea became white now. After he put the tea in. Mm. But still, no, you can't drink it still. Now he'll make effort on your akhlaq, your character. That you're fighting with people, that will stop. Yeah. All the time blabbering and talking, falling into this trouble with this person, that trouble with that person, becoming angry on everyone, fighting all the time, you will correct that. Now you'll be a nice person. Everyone will, your akhlaq, your character. That is, he put the sugar inside. But the sugar, just putting the sugar is not enough. Mm. You must stir it. And you can't stir it with a straw. You need a spoon. And when you stir it with a spoon, you get that sounds. like a penalty beater who's fixing a car that came in accident, and he's hammering it and fixing it. In other words, he's taking out all the dents. Now the sheikh, your mu'amalat, your financial dealings, he'll correct that also. Now the sweetness come into the tea. Now such a cup of tea, in Urdu they say, lapsoz, nice and hot cup of tea. Labdoz, sweet, nice sweet tea. Labrez, full cup of tea. And they say such tea, har rose. Every day I want such tea. So like that, a person who will go through this process, everyone will love him. Even your wife will love you. She loves you, but she doesn't express it. The wife doesn't express her love. She always got problem. You're not doing this right, you're not doing that right, all the time. There are only two times that a wife praises her husband. What are those two times? One is before marriage. When she's engaged to you, she tells all, oh, the person I'm getting to marry, he's like this, and he's like this, or she praises you. And the other time is after you die. She will say, oh, my husband, he was like this, and he was, but during the period, you must forget she's going to praise you. She's going to have problems with you all the time. My one auntie, your old people, she phoned me how many times, maybe about 3-4 years, maybe 5 years already by now, that your uncle is troubling me, he does this, he does that, lot of complaints. We small fries, nippers in front of big people, what we going to do? Old people, they were about 80 that time, we small little fries. But so many times she phoned, then I went with my wife. We went there and she started complaining. Her list wasn't getting, your uncle is like this, he's like this, he does this, he does whole list of things. And after about 2 months, my uncle passed away. So we went again for ta'ziyat, that to condolences. Then she told me, for that part of our family we speak Afrikaans. She said, Abdul Hamid, weet jy wat, ek was getroud met jou oom vir 60 jaar. Nie een dag het hy my so bietjie oor. He gave me any problem. I said, just now 2 months ago her list was not getting finished. Now she say, not one day he gave me a little bit of trouble. So after you die, she'll praise you. But if you go through this process, wallah, I'll say, you will be surprised. You don't have to go for honeymoon. You don't have to make new nikah. You don't have to renew your nikah. You just renew yourself. That motor car that comes in an accident and it gets reconditioned, and we get Japanese reconditioned cars, they like brand new cars. If you become Allah reconditioned, your sheikh will make you Allah reconditioned, and you will become you will be surprised. That same wife, how she was nagging at me, fighting with me all the time, but you come right first, then see how your life. I promise you, in this world Allah will give you a life of Jannah already. Now when all this happens, then see, Allah, but Quran is Quran, Kalamullah. Allah says, now you became pious, you became right, everything. Wattaqullah. Again Allah says, have taqwa. Now what is this taqwa? That first taqwa was to come right. Now you came right, now have the other taqwa. Don't have a holier than thou attitude. I'm better than other people. I'm a Sufi now. I'm a wali now. There's nobody like me. No, maintain your humbleness. I'm still a nothing. Don't think that I'm better than other people. Now I'm making not 5 times salah, 10 times. I'm making tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, chashd, all other namazes I'm making also. Now I don't look at other women also. I treat my wife, we got a wonderful life in the house. Don't think that I'm better than other people. Fear Allah Ta'ala. One bit of pride comes in a person, he won't get the fragrance of Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah goes to a journey of 500 years out of Jannah. Even to that point you won't come. In this world, today we travel, and we don't know in France still what travel. Perhaps the longest you can be traveling, 20 hours, 30 hours, maybe changing planes, transit, etc. I don't think there is a journey of for a week. This is 500 years journey. That you won't even come so near Jannah. So this pride mustn't come. Make your islah. So that is now, wattaqullah, inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Allah made it easy. Allah knows all what you are doing. What you are doing, I'm a big buzurg in front, pious person, wali in front, but my private life, Allah knows what you are doing in your private life. When we were once in the UK, they told us one person, a Sikh person, He went through a green traffic light and the camera flashed on him. So he said, the camera is faulty. I didn't go through the red light, I went through the green light. He came around and second time again it flashed through the green light. So he was sure. So he said, now I'll put some witnesses in the car and go a third time. Because the traffic department, they give you heavy fines also. And also in England, which they're starting now, points, then they cancel your, suspend your license or even cancel your license. So there is a good chance we can sue the traffic department because the system is faulty. He went the third time with witnesses. Camera flashed again. Before he could think of getting a lawyer and suing the traffic department, the traffic fine came. But it wasn't for going through the green light, it was going because he didn't have his seat belts. So we are watching something else. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'malun. Allah knows you very well. You think I'm making tahajjud, everything, but Allah knows what is the dirt in your heart. How lot jealousy you got, how lot pride you got, everything of Allah. Allah knows everything of yours. So if you'll consider that, now in actual fact you'll become a pious person. That when Allah knows me so well, I mustn't go and boast, I'm a big Haji Sahab, I'm a big Maulana, I'm a big Sheikh, I'm a very pious, I'm a Sufi, I'm a Wali. You won't do that. And that person, not only did they fine him, but they suspended three times in succession. You did the same wrong. Three times you came, so they give him extra heavy penalty. So we also, I think I'm making tahajjud, but how many things are wrong in my life? Allah is watching everything. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Then Allah Ta'ala wants, if you don't make your islah, you don't correct your life, then what is it? You'll be la takunu kalladhina nasullah, that you forgot Allah. As if Allah doesn't exist in your life. No salah in our life. We don't worry where we look, what we talk, what our heart we think. We have forgotten Allah. A person who does that, I'm making it short, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah makes them forget themselves also. A person gets so busy in earning and he forgets why he's earning. Why does a person earn? To have a life, comfortable life. But he gets so involved in learning, in earning, that he hasn't got time to even sleep, to eat also. Anyway, breakfast now, his one leg is in the one leg of the trouser, and he's got the cup of tea, and the car is hooting, they came and pick him up to go to work. He's so busy. He hasn't, a doctor says appointment, I haven't got time for appointment, because so busy I have to go, this meeting I have to go, I have to go to China, I have to go to Hong Kong, I have to go and do business here. He hasn't got, here, you made a swimming pool, in order to enjoy the swimming pool, one, two seasons you enjoy it. After that, you only look at it. And now you have to do the maintenance all the time of it. Now you don't have that desire anymore. Now, and the next season, you haven't got time to look at it also. Now it's a burden on you. Maintaining a pool is an expensive thing. Now all you do is just maintain it. You've got a jacuzzi, you got it all for your comfort. One, two seasons you use it, it's a novelty. After that, finish. And all these things are like that in our lives. So Allah, you forget yourselves. One person, he was sitting under, lying under a tree and sleeping fast asleep, peaceful sleep. The birds were chirping in the tree and the leaves were rustling, wonderful, cool, enjoying. One university graduate came there and said, shook him up. Brother, what you doing? He say, I thought you such a learned graduate of it. Can't you see what I'm doing? I'm sleeping. You have to ask me, you don't know, you can't even make out that I'm sleeping. He say, no, you mustn't sleep. What must you do? He say, go and get a chopper. And you chop wood and you go and sell it. You'll make money. Then what? Afterwards, you'll get one person to work for you. Soon you'll have 10 people working. You'll become a lani, entrepreneur. And people are working for you now. And then you'll buy a big truck. Now you'll be selling more wood. So make money, be constructive. You must be productive. You must be constructive, not just lying down. What is this? So he said, and then after that, he said, you'll build a beautiful big house and a big office also. And then you'll get married. You'll have your wife and your children. And then you'll live peacefully. He said, what am I doing now? Am I not living peacefully now? You want to take me in this whole long circle and bring me back exactly where I am. I am living peacefully now. You want to make me in this hall. And in that whole long circle, crooks are going to come after me. There's a rich man. When you are a poor man, you're lying under the tree, nobody will even worry of troubling you. Now you got security on security, and still the crook's going to get through. Now your family member's going to become jealous of you. They're going to ask you for loans. He's a rich man. Then you can't give everyone a loan. Now they become your enemies. Now the tax man, anyone who walks with a briefcase, with a attache, oh, tax man, and your pressure will go up. Your sugar levels will go up. And like this, you are living peacefully. So what happens when you get so much involved in dunya and you forget your purpose of life? Then you forget your own comfort also. Now you're just involved in all. لَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These are the rotten people. These are the real rotten eggs that got no life. Now in the process, you get your children get involved. You get involved with other women. You got money now. One lady says, as long ago, when cars were not so common, as long as there was no car in our house, no problem. The day the car came, the other woman started running after my husband. I lost my husband. The car came, you lost your husband. Now you become a wealthy man. Now the people's, the woman's eyes are on you. Now your wife loses you. You lose your wife now. All in this process, everything is... You went out to look for peace, you destroyed yourself. Your whole dunya. And not only that, the akhirat also. La yastawi ashabul jannah wa ashabul nar. Ashabul Jannah. These are the people who are successful. Even your akhirat you will destroy if you don't make your islah. And you don't realize your goal and your object of life. And then for this, where will you get this? The Quran Sharif. And this Quran is such a great kitab. It would make the dead people speak. It would make the mountains. Why doesn't it move your heart? The Quran is such a kitab. MashaAllah, how Qari Sahib read. It was enough to turn a person's heart. And we get to Allah Ta'ala. And then in the Quran Sharif, Allah introduces Himself. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. And in detail in these three ayat, Allah is introduced. When you have got all this, where are you getting it? Involved in this dunya. This dunya in the hadith, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah destroy those people who are looking after, who are looking for rents and cents, who are looking for beautiful houses and beautiful comfort and enjoyment. That is those people who are looking for this and they forget Allah. They forget their object and purpose. They made this their God. We must live it up. We must earn more. I must have a beautiful house. I must have a beautiful car. My children must get the best education. All this we made our God. Allah Ta'ala says, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam curses those people. That may Allah destroy such people. We thinking we are earning and I'm living it up, but actually Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam curses on us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't simply curse any person. But you can imagine how much it must have hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That these people who are so blind, they're only seeing this dunya. Don't they see the akhirat? What is Jannah? What are the palaces of Jannah, the mansions, the food, the hurul een of Jannah, what Allah, and you getting involved in the dirt and filth of this dunya? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it hurt him that he cursed those people. So there is a simple thing, it tasawwuf is nothing out of this world, it is to acquire this taqwa. This taqwa is present in you. All this tasawwuf is to kindle it, to put that switch on, to flame the fire and let the fire burn, and you yourself will be a guiding star to other people. Look at the Sahaba. Before accepting Islam, what was their condition? We know the pagan Arabs, what their condition. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this effort on them. And those people who were dead, those people who were blind, they became the guides of the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah made them the guiding stars, ashabika nujum, bi'ayyihim iqtadaytum, whichever one you will follow, you will get hidayat. And Allah will make us like that. So, inshallah. Anyone, any questions you have? Anyone has any questions you can ask, inshallah? Today, a miracle happened now. I finish in 3/4 hour. Otherwise, I don't. At least 1 1/4, 1 1/2 hour. There is also a miracle, inshallah. Inshallah, Bhai Ijaz will make zikr for us now. And then, inshallah, we will complete.